I'm George Walker. Finding Neverland at the IU Auditorium is a real treat for those who've thrilled to the rebellious Peter Pan's flying, been frightened by Captain Hook, and clapped long and hard to save Tinker Bell. On opening night, Daniel Hayward was an effective actor and singer as the beleaguered playwright J.M. Barrie. Ruby Gibbs was his critically effective foil as Sylvia, the widowed mother of the boys, who inspired the playwright. Connor McGiffin played Charles Frohman, Barrie's embattled and demanding theater owner. When Barrie tells him that he has an inner child that's struggling to come out, Frohman says that what he has is an ulcer. The costume designer, Suturat Ann Larlarb, and what must be an army of dressing assistants work overtime for Finding Neverland. The opening has the whole Peter Pan cast in costume on stage, and they're simply dismissed with the comment that they've come too soon. In moments, they're back as a group of neatly dressed tourists visiting Kensington Garden. Adding to the magical shifts in costumes in the scenic design of Scott Pask, augmented with the projections of John Driscoll and the lighting of Kenneth Posner. I especially enjoyed a steampunk-inspired episode of Gears, Clocks, and Wheels Within Wheels for timepieces. Finding Neverland does follow J.M. Barrie's path from fairly traditional plays to The Magic of Peter, The Darlings, and The Lost Boys. Ashley Elder plays the wife that he increasingly ignores as she flirts with Lord Cannon, Michael Luongo. She has her well-deserved featured moments in the show's Circus of Your Mind. Meanwhile, Sylvia's mother and the inspiring boy's grandmother, Mrs. Dumouriez, Emmanuel Zisman, has eloquently deep reservations about Barrie and her grandsons. Early in the show, J.M. Barrie talks eloquently about that inner child, and there seems to be something missing from the whole picture. Connor McGiffin, new appearance as the rascally Captain Hook, rounds out both Barrie's portrait and adds the final piece of the villain to the script. Once the play is in place, then there's a wonderfully detailed cast of the theater's actors to convince, and that takes some doing. A good-sized Spencer Mikitich takes some coaching to play the diminutive Michael. The tall Joshua William Green takes even more to get him into Nana's dog suit. Fortunately, Josh Dunn, as the ever-reliable stage manager Elliot, is there to assist, as he is in many of the key moments of the evening. The vocally strong and athletic cast did a fine job. The four young actors playing Sylvia's sons were very good. The family's dog, Porthos, handled by Mal Rocco, hits its marks for every scene and was just amazing. Wrapping up things is a Bacchanalian production of the scenes from the play itself. Peter, Melody Rose, vainly tries to reattach his shadow. Wendy, Marie Choate, sews it back together. It's an all-hands-on-deck with warring boys, pirates, Indians, and even a mermaid. Tinkerbell does drink Peter's poison medicine, and the dewy-eyed audience all clapped like mad to encourage her light to shine again. Peter flew above the scene, and that set off the general applause. There's a final performance of Finding Neverland this evening at the IU Auditorium at 7:30. You can find this review at wfiu.org/arts. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.